Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, thanks so much for being here on the podcast today. I hope that our time together will be super practical, super helpful, and even encouraging as you launch into your day. When I was a kid, we took a lot of road trips. We'd go to Colorado about every other year to see my great aunt. We'd go to Indiana to see my mom's side of the family, see my grandparents up there. We'd go to Alabama and see those relatives almost monthly. So it seems like we spent a lot of time in the car. And anytime we traveled, my dad would either listen to on the radio, either AM stations, talk radio, or he would play oldies stations. And so one of those old songs that I'd hear a lot when I was a kid was the little song, "You Talk Too Much." Now, I don't know if you know how that song goes, but the chorus says something like this. It says, "You talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my pet. You just talk. You talk too much." Now, I can't sing it. I'm tone deaf, but you can Google it and you can listen to it. But it's this silly little song that talks about how we have a tendency of talking too much. Well, if you've been around Sugar Hill Church, we've been in a teaching series through the book of James, and James has a lot to say about talking. In fact, in James chapter 1, he gives us this advice. He says, "Learn to be quick to listen and slow to speak." Now, honestly, that's the opposite of what most of us do. Most of us are quick to speak and slow to listen. But James says, no. We need to learn to be quick to listen and slow to speak. And then in James chapter 3, he talks about the power of the tongue. He talks about it in such a negative way. He talks about the danger of it, the destructive nature of the tongue. And so if you missed this last Sunday, I want to encourage you to swing by the Sugar Hill Church website or my blog and watch the replay, because James 3 has so much to say about how we can learn to try to tame our tongue. He says in James 3, verse 2, he says, "For we all stumble in many ways." And I think we'd all admit that. We'd all say, yes, of course we stumble. And he says that if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man. He's able to bridle his whole body. In other words, James is like, this is so rare. This is so not the norm. But if somebody could actually control what they say, they have their whole life in order. They're mature. Well, today, as we launch into the podcast, I want to give you just some principles or even some questions that we asked this last Sunday about how do we take God's truth, how do we take God's wisdom, and how do we apply it to the conversations that you and I find ourselves in. So let me just rattle these off. Some of them are self-explanatory. Others, I'll try to give you just a little bit of context. But James says in verse 13, he says, "Who is wise and who's understanding among you? By his conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom." And so that's what we want to do. We want to apply God's wisdom to our conversations. Here's the first principle, that we would pause and ask the question, is this what Jesus would say? Is this what Jesus would say? Is this something that Jesus would do? Because there's a lot of people that say they love Jesus and they know Jesus, but they don't treat people in the same way, or they don't talk to them in the same way. Here's the next principle. Repeat only what you know to be true. Repeat only what you know to be true. If you remember that kid as that game as kids, where you would whisper into one kid's ear and they'd pass it on to the next kid, and then they'd pass it on to the next kid, and the next kid, and the next kid. By the time you get to the other end of the line, I think it's called the telephone game, what was whispered totally morphs. And that's the way some of our conversations are. People will say something that they believe is true, but it's just unfounded. And so a great principle is only repeat what you know to be absolutely true. Here's another principle. Don't interpret situations. Do not interpret situations. This is a way of saying don't complete the sentence in your mind. Don't assume you know the whole story. But instead, when you don't know the whole story, go and ask the person. Stay in a place of curiosity. Here's another principle. Know when not to press the issue. Sometimes we press issues at the wrong time, and it's not just important what we say in those moments, but it's how we say it. Here's another principle. Don't fall into judgmental conversations. When that tendency happens where we start making judgment calls on other people, distance yourself from it. Take a step back from it. Don't fall into that. Here's another principle. Use words to encourage and to inspire. This is the flip side of this negative talk conversation, that in a similar way that if words can be destructive, they can also be inspiring. So let's be a people that says, you know what, I'm going to choose to use my words in a powerful, encouraging way. Here's another question to ask. Could I say this in front of them? Could I say this in front of them? Could I have this conversation in front of that person? And then here's the last question. Is what I'm about to say going to benefit people? Paul teaches us in the New Testament, he says, everything either builds people up or they tear people down. And so the question in the conversation is what I'm about to say going to build people up or tear them down? Is it going to be beneficial? This is such a big deal to James that he spends a large section of this little letter to talk about the power of the tongue. Now, often it's dangerous. Often it's destructive. When you look at social media, it seems like we've lost our minds. But James says in verse 18, he says, a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. We've got a choice today. Do we want to be somebody that uses our tongues as daggers? Do we want to use our tongues for danger? Do we want to destroy people? Or do we want to be the kind of people who uses our tongues to make peace? The principle is this: righteousness increases when right things are spoken. There's powerful things that happen when we use our tongue for the right reason. Well, hey, thanks so much for being on the podcast today. As we start nearing our way to Easter, I want to encourage you to consider a specific kind of fast. Sometimes people fast from food or they fast from social media. What if we considered fasting from negative speak? What if between now and Easter, or what if we, between now and Sunday, we said, you know what, I'm going to fast from judgmental conversations. I'm going to fast from gossip. I'm going to fast from criticism. And instead, I'm going to replace it with something anchored in righteousness. Man, I hope you have a great day today. If there's anything I can do for you, please drop me an email, just bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. And we can't wait to see you on the podcast again tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.